Bonnival, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, along with Orange Shirt Day, is a day set aside to acknowledge and educate Canadians about a dark period of the nation's past, and acknowledge those affected by the residential school system. On September 30, the Lakeland Society for Truth and Reconciliation, a nonprofit society, commemorated the children that didn't make it home from school during the Indian residential school days, explained Corita Vachon, president of the society. As well, the day's events were held to honor those that are still with us today. The Orange Shirt Day Walk that took place in the evening was part of the society's list of full-day activities honoring truth and reconciliation. On September 30, a gray sky loomed over Bonnyville, and rain had already poured over a large area of the Lakeland region. As long as it's not pouring rain, then the walk will continue, said Vachon. Then, the sky parted, and light started to filter through the clouds. Members of the community joined the walk that began at the Bonnyville and District Centennial Center, making their way down Main Street, and then back. Among the walkers was Valerie Zahara, who attended the event so she could expose my daughter to a part of her culture, and have a good time. Zahara's daughter's great-grandmother was Métis, she noted. It is important, according to Zahara, to know all parts of yourself, love yourself, so you may love others. Michaela Emery was also among the walkers. She attended the Society's September 30 events in hopes of it leading to meaningful change. She explained that meaningful change is necessary because the residential school system was a genocide, and it's still going on. Emery specifically noted the forced sterilization of Indigenous women. Emery is also distraught that Indigenous women continue to face prejudice, and she hopes for change, because what she sees is not my Canada. Vachon said other activities that took place throughout the day included a morning teepee raising and blessing, as well as workshops to bring awareness and education to Indigenous culture. She added survivors of residential schools were also invited to speak about their experiences. There's much education and discussion still needing to be had. According to Vachon, speaking to issues such as funding within the education system for Indigenous people, infrastructure concerns in First Nations communities, healthcare, and justice. But with time, patience, and willpower, I believe that we will get there. Vachon believes truth and reconciliation is about telling the truth in safe places, education and creating awareness, while also bringing together Indigenous and non-Indigenous allies working toward a common goal.